This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty and Mary Jane. Mary Jane. Only on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
Kane is in the building.
Talking Heads with Naughty and MJ is brought to you by Burger King, Fine Threads, First Caribbean Bank, GSC, Management Company Bahamas, John's Department Store, KFC, Muffler World, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's Island Games, Prince Masters, and Stormframe.
Like a slave, put chains all on your soul and put whips up on your back. They be lying through their teeth, hope you slip up off your path. I don't switch up, I just laugh.
You gotta lock and load it to the Monday, September 7th edition of Talking Heads. Naughty and you coming right up until 6 p.m. MJ will be joining us at the 5 o'clock hour, and of course, my special, I'll be chiming in with him short order live from Albuquerque. But it is Monday. Happy Monday to everyone. And I hope you had a good weekend. Coming in off the weekend, you know, like I always tell you, man, all work and no play makes you a dull person, and all play and no work makes you broke. You got to find a happy medium. Well, Monday, back to the rat race and you know, making that money, paying them bills is part of the happy medium. And like I said, before we get into the show, two things I'd like to get out of the way. First and foremost, I'd like to send on behalf of myself, MJ, and our family, our deepest heartfelt condolences to the Wisdom family on the passing of Mr. Neville Wisdom. Always enjoyed talking sports with Mr. Wisdom, a great track and field coach, a great educator, big member of previous administrations, and a big cultural supporter. And he will be missed. And my thoughts and prayers go out to his family and his colleagues. Also, to the family of the young man who was hit by lightning today at R.M. Bailey High School. I have no words to express what you got. I can only imagine what you're going through. But to the family of that young man, you are definitely in mine and MJ's thoughts and prayers. There, but for the grace of God, go you or I. And everyone out there should be putting up a prayer. And if you got your kids close to you right now, hug them. Tell them you love them. Because that was definitely a tragedy we didn't see coming. That family didn't see coming. And please put our family during this difficult time for them. But my thoughts and prayers go out to the family, like I said, of that young man, the R.M. Bailey community itself, the schools, his colleagues, his classmates, his teachers, administrators, everything. Real shocking blow right there. Did not expect to see that on a Monday. And we just got to be vigilant, people. You know something? I mean, when it's not one thing, it's another. And do you be aware all the time? All the time. But like I said, we got lots to talk about today. We're going to touch base with Roscoe Thompson in Abaco in the first hour. And then MJ and I will chop it up in the second hour. And if you want to chime in and be part of the conversation, here's how.
Here's how you can become a talking head. Brought to you by BTC.
Text lines powered by BTC. 422-GR96. That's 422-4796. Phone lines open in New Providence. 323-6232. 325-4259-325-4316. Toll free in any one of the family islands, 242-300-5720. 242-300-5720. Stream us live. Take us wherever you want to go. GuardianTalkRadio.com. All right, big part of the conversation will be the headlines. Let's have a quick glance at some of the headlines.
It's time for Headliners. Everything that's making headlines in the 242. Brought to you by the Fine Threads.
And here's what's blazing up the pages of the Nassau Guardian News and Views of Madison's 1844, all brought to you by Fine Threads. And if we look at the headlines, Big headline, obviously, you know, the passing of Neville Wisdom, Mr. Neville Wisdom. Thoughts and prayers again go out to his family. Minister of Education braces for possible teacher strike. You better brace yourself. What's that old saying? Oh, you better brace yourself, fool. Yeah, Mr. Cooper. I don't know. Maybe you should talk to Mr. Davis. Maybe that's why he passed you this portfolio, because he didn't want to deal with the teachers, especially Miss Belinda Wilson, president of the union. But listen, if them teachers strike, everybody hear about it. The school system is going to come to a complete screeching and grinding halt. I suggest you get back to the tables with a negotiator, with an arbitrator, and get the teachers sorted. The Bahamian teachers need to be sorted. And that should be priority. It should have been priority. But if it's not priority now, by this stage of the game, it should be. Government spy did not have... Story by Tanika Thompson. The Ministry of Housing and Land Reform said last night that there's no record that Warren Spy Ellis, who was executed in the brutal gangland murder last week in Abaco, was awarded contracts by the government under its housing program. The ministry has reviewed its contracting records covering the period since the Davis administration first took office. The ministry said in a statement, there is no record of any contract being awarded to the ministry by the ministry during that period to Mr. Ellis. There is also no record of a contract being awarded to any company identified in the ministry's records as being owned or controlled by him. Yet, you still have opposition leader Mr. Michael Pintard pressing the prime minister on these same alleged contracts. So you got to keep an eye on that, and let's watch it play out. And like I said, very, very sad situation today, R.M. Bailey High School. We lost a young man after he was struck by lightning. A 16-year-old R.M. Bailey High School student died Monday morning following a lightning strike. The Ministry of Education has confirmed, despite being transported to hospital and receiving medical attention, the student sadly succumbed to his injuries. Police said detectives visited the school and interviewed the security officer on duty, who reported that after searching the male student, she observed him walk away. Shortly thereafter, he was reportedly struck by lightning and became motionless. Situation there. So my thoughts and my prayers go out again to the family, students, faculty of R.M. Bailey, and especially that young man's family. Very tragic situation right there. All right, let's check in with Roscoe Thompson. He's joining us live from Abaco like he does each and every Monday. And let's get caught up with all things Abaco. We'll talk, obviously, some of these headlines as well. But first and foremost, Roscoe, what's going on? How are thou? What's up, my brother?
Well, I'm feeling a year older now. Everything's good, man. I just want to give my condolences, you know, to the Wilson family, and especially to the boy's family that was struck by lightning today at school. That's an unfortunate accident, and it's sad to hear that.
Tragic way to start the week, you know?
Yeah. So,
we need to be a little more diligent, obviously, too. I mean, it's a sad situation for us. I think we need to use this as a situation to remind faculty and across the country, you know, lightning safety, rain and safety, go back to the basics. When we were small, if it was raining and lightning inside, you can't go outside. Get from under the tree. Don't go by metal poles, you know, just basic stuff that I don't think is being passed on.
Yeah. No, I agree with you.
For one reason or another. And it might sound cliche and it might sound old school, but guess what? To do. I mean, I think we've gone away from a lot of the things that, you know, parameters we put in place when we were younger that would protect society and protect the community and protect kids. I mean, we've gone away from all of that.
It was a different era too, you know. I mean, nowadays everything is, and I don't mean to be, but everything is laptops or this or that, you know. We forgot, you know, just simple basic things. And I'm not saying he's at fault. I mean, that's just a chance of, you know, it's just an unfortunate incident that happened. But, you know, when you have storms and stuff like that are in the vicinity, it, you know, even me outside on my porch, when that comes, my hip gets inside, you know.
You have to. And obviously, you know, moving forward, you know, we need to just look at precautions with schools, with businesses, with jobs, with construction sites, everything.
Yeah.
So. I mean, I think safety protocols across the country need to be boosted up straight across the board.
I agree with you 100% there. Not just in Nassau, Abaco too. You know, I mean, it, you have inclement weather moving in, you know, you have possibility of lightning. It's better to be safe than sorry. You know, it's.
Speaking of lightning, what's the situation in Abaco with the power? We got any improvements there, or we still got
issues? What? Yeah, improvements just like y'all have in Nassau.
Well, I guess y'all still got issues with the power in Abaco then.
Yeah, power's off in some areas right now.
No, man.
Yeah, we're one of the fortunate right now, but up until 48 minutes ago, Sweden's Village, Pelican Shores, they had a list of 4 or 5 areas that were out. I don't know the reasoning for it. I've actually kind of got tired of reading, you know, basically the same excuse every time. I mean, at least they're being putting the information out to the public. But I mean, Lord, how many times in a week does power have to go out?
Yeah, it does. How many times does something have to reoccur for it to be addressed? And Abaco, I've been hearing it. That's why I asked. Because I heard over the weekend, was there a period that everybody was on at some point? It seemed like it was running smooth. And then I heard reports that it was off.
Yeah, it was a period. You know, we had a couple of days there that, you know, maybe 2 days, and then boom, you know, you had your power outage. And then, of course, something affected BTC, and they were down for a day and a half, you know. So it's next, man. Just bring it on, you know. I mean, we're resilient people. I mean, it's like, keep it coming. Sooner or later, everybody's going to get fed up. That's how I look at it. FNMs, PLBs, COIs, Bahamians, non-Bahamians, whoever it is.
But, I mean, what exactly do you think Abaco needs to say, okay, look, this is the investment the government needs to make in Abaco as far as infrastructure for power distribution? This is what we need. It costs this much. It'll take this long to implement. But once we do it, it will provide power for generations of Abaconians to come.
Well, I mean, in all honesty.
At a high level.
In all honesty, I think that, you know, the solar is great. Do not get me wrong. But I think BL needs to look at having 2 generators that are capable of being on standby at all times. You know, I mean, we've been through this before, the man diesel, you know, low hours. They say they weren't brand new. They said they were whatever. I don't care, but there's no reason that all them generators should have been down. We cannot get a straight answer from BPL and their upper management. How many generators are operational at Wilson City? How many are just completely put, finished, done, can't work no more? You know, we're going to use them for parts, whatever it may be. I don't see solar being the complete answer. You know, you're talking about 24 megawatts of power generated and used at peak hours during Abaco. Is that solar field and the batteries capable of generating that amount? I don't see it. But first, we need BPL to be honest with us and let us know what is actually operational and what isn't operational.
And that's the problem. Nobody seems to know exactly what the state of affairs is with the infrastructure and the hardware at BPL.
And I don't believe that. You can't tell me, as a minister or one of the board members or one or even the prime minister or the deputy prime minister, a minister of works, whoever. I mean, no offense. It falls under Minister Joe Beth Colby Davis. You know, that there has to be somebody that knows. Are they scared of saying something because of the backlash that they might get from the public? You know, pull your pants up. No matter if I was FNM or PLP, the first thing I want to let my people know is exactly what's going on with BPL. And then the second is, how did we let it get to this state, you know, in Abaco? And the same goes for different islands. But until you know exactly what's wrong, they keep you in the blind. You're shooting, you know, we're guessing of what can be done or what we should do. And, you know, yes, solar's great, you know, but besides solar, what else? Are you going LNG, which I hear? It's
Roscoe, my thing is, if you continue to connect the dots and you find that solar ends up at the same place, Bunker C ends up at the same place, and LNG ends up at the same place, we still stuck in the homies, cronies, lovers, and friends category, and we'll never get better.
Correct. I mean, I agree with you 100%, but first of all, we need to know what the issue is, you know, with Wilson City. What's the issue that we had up by Central Pines? You know, they need to be forthright with the Bahamian public, but they also need to be forthright with the communities of the different islands, Abaco, Luthra, Exuma, wherever it may be that might be having Long Island issues with power, you know, Nassau. It's just, it's mind-boggling. You know, you could say, oh, we're ready for summer, and then your next thing is, oh, we didn't know it was going to be this hot. Come on, you live in the Bahamas. I mean, you know that temperature fluctuates, and you know you're going to have days that are going to be hotter than other days. I mean, that's a given, common sense.
But we obviously, you know, we need to be proactive rather than reactive in all of this. And I still say we need to find out exactly what we need to be replaced that's going to run efficiently for years to come.
Correct. I agree with you.
Even if we still got to do the WAP2Z1212 with lovers, homies, cronies, and friends who are holding the contract, at least hold them accountable to provide, since you're making buku generational wealth off this, provide the service that we as Bahamians need, value for our money.
Yep. Yeah, right now we're not getting value for our money. So where does the buck stop at that? To me,
but control the who owns the company anymore.
Correct.
But buy down where you make sure provide us with the power we need at a high level, at an efficient level.
Right, but right now with everything in limbo, or you know, Bahamas Grid, and you know, doing this and doing that, you know, the buck still stops with the minister, and then on to the PM. You know, it's.
I hate to say it, Roscoe, but that minister, and when I say that minister, JoBeth Kolbe-Davis, I hate to say it, some people got the Midas touch. She seems to have the nanny touch. You look at housing, you look at transport, you look at energy, miserable failure in everyone.
But if and here...
Not to say mired in controversy as well, too.
Yeah. Yeah. It's mind-boggling, you know, that's... It's still allowed to happen. I mean, you know that this person has failed at this. Going back to the plane crashes, not having proper inspections, don't know if registered here. You know, going back to, I mean, we could go on and on over the past 5 years of what,
nefarious alleged housing contracts and loans and so on and so forth.
The knocking of the police officer. I mean, you know, it's ridiculous. I mean, I guess the only thing I could say is, she must have something on the PM.
Well, you said it. I didn't, but...
I'm not scared to hold my tongue, but, I mean, it seems that way because, you know, the PM says the buck stops with him, but some of his ministers are just running rampant and able to get away with what they want.
It seems like it's all buck up, go.
And don't get me wrong, you have some decent ministers that are... you know, trying to do some things with agriculture, you know, stuff. And I give credit where credit is due, you know, and I say that even with Minister Sweeting, with some of the roads, hopefully Abaco gets their shot this year or next year, you know, but you see this, and of course there's some, but what has she really done to say that she deserves that position again?
I don't know, boy.
I mean, if you look at...
mispronounced some couture, bought some knockoff couture, and then took a trip to France, maybe that's about it.
But if you look at... I'll use a comparison. If you look at Minister Sweet and Clay, and you see... You could see the roads. You could see this. You can see that. Yes.
Yeah, but You know, you bring it up, Mr. Clay Sweden. What Mr. Sweden needs to do is be a little more vocal in a Luther with that situation down there with that Jacobs Entertainment Resort.
Correct, but that.
And if you're going to put your foot down, put your money where your mouth is and stand strong with Eleuthera.
I see and feel and touch and see some of the things that he's doing.
You can see some of the contributions he's made, even though, you know, Eleuthera out of power and water as we speak. I understand.
We have issues with water over here. It's been low the last couple of days. Some areas didn't have water. All I'm saying is a comparison. When you look at one minister and another, one minister's performing, the other minister is not. Why is she still there?
You got to connect the dots, Roscoe, like I always tell you. But let's go to the text lines real quick because text coming in fast and furious. Good afternoon, Naughty and Roscoe. I recall about 2 weeks ago in Miami, a lady and one of her twins was struck by lightning while making their way home. He perished, and this is very sad and tragic. Good afternoon, Naughty and Roscoe. It's so sad to hear about Abaco and Nassau still having power issues. We have solar in Freeport, and I believe they are charging us like we are paying for fuel. Is that right? I got the power out of Freeport. I need to talk. You see there? It's starting already. I need to hear from you. Naughty and Roscoe, good afternoon. The answer should come in time with the goal of boosting student safety. But I'm wondering what was different. What attracted the strike, the lightning strike, that is? Was he near a tree, near a body of water, carrying an umbrella on his phone, or any tools sticking out of his backpack? If he was struck absent of any of those things, that would be indeed unusual. Condolences to the family. I've come to the realization that this administration cannot tell the truth on operation is obscure everything, and I use the word obscure very, very loosely because this is an intentional deception. The buck always should stop with Daddy Brave. Let's go to the phone lines real quick. Talking Heads.
Yeah, Naughty, what's going on?
What's going on, brother?
All right. So you and your guest.
How are
now,
you?
Roscoe.
Hey.
I know that you are a stern person. We keep asking the question, when are they going to give an account? They will never give an account until we lawyer up, put some commission of inquiry, because Brave Davis doesn't play by the rules. The prime minister don't play by the rules, and now he thinks he's the king, and he doesn't have to answer to anybody. The opposition, they need to lawyer up and start putting these people in court, and then the prime minister and them will speak. Until then, they're not going to say anything. Because we keep saying, when are they going to say something? When are they going to say something? They're not going to say anything. Because they feel like they have to do whatever they want with the Bahamian people, with the money. Also, they have no conscience because Mr. Dobble should have never been. A lot of money missing. Things he ain't doing right. Brave Davis should have been a stronger leader and get rid of those who are doing right for this country. That's what we put them in there for. Thank you very much.
But I always said, Roscoe, this administration, it was going to be tough in the sense, if you want to defeat the PLP, you have to look at it like this. If you want to replace them as an administration, Brave is very popular, all right? So the head is very popular. Everybody like Brave. The body is where the downfall was going to come with this administration. And slowly but surely, you see from the previous administration with some ministers, and now this administration with other ministers, that's where the erosion is coming from. So that's where people need to focus on, because if Brave, quote unquote, is, Daddy Brave and the buck stops with him, but he has likability, then we need to highlight where the deficiencies are and where this administration is failing and Bahamians are suffering.
Yeah, but I mean, Naughty, even when you look at, you see CARICOM and the oversight for our election, the first two thing out of both of their mouths is the Freedom of Information Act. And we know that the PLP at this point from their chairman has no desire to implement any Freedom of Information Act. So, I mean, here you have outside people that observed our election saying that we need campaign finance reform, we need Freedom of Information Act. I mean, I might have heard it. You might have heard it. Others might have heard it. But do you think?
I haven't heard anything from this government. That's the problem.
No. So it gets frustrating, I mean, all these fees and taxes that are put on the burden of the Bahamian people, whatever it may be, to keep our economy going, our civil servant, BPL, whatever it may be, all these departments that we have the biggest cabinet in the history of the Bahamas. I mean,
that's the thing.
It amazes me. It seems like everybody that got elected got a position, you know, of some sort or the other. But where does the buck stop in terms of when you are actually accountable to us, the Bahamian people, and not just me? I'm talking about everybody. If you raised $2 billion during your year and you spent $3 billion, you need to account where that overspenditure went. It's like nothing. It's like
at some point, administrations need to realize they work for the people. This administration needs to realize they work for the people. If we want an account for all, an account provided, there needs to be reports provided as to how we spent it, where we spent it, on what did we spend it, how are we benefiting from this, where did you know, our natural resources go? Where did VAT go? Where did this go? Where did it go?
Yeah. I mean, that's the only...
Because obviously this administration is alien to the truth. Alien to our...
I could show you a Perry Christie flicking the middle finger and people say, no, he didn't do that. Oh, yes, he did. You know? I mean, you could say with Brave Davis saying that we are all one in a Haitian village and... People say, oh, no, he did. Yes, he did.
Naughty and... Yeah, I know who this is. Naughty, we don't have a power issue in Grand Bahama. We have a billing issue. That must be I got the power. Oh, boy. Everybody got jokes today. But no, you have to look at it for what it is. We have a lot of work to do. We have a lot of growth to do. We've led a lot of... things from the past deteriorate and we haven't replaced, and we haven't had the foresight to say where we need to go and where we need to be with certain things, and that's why we keep getting load shedding in 2026.
Yeah, it's like I'm coming into Nassau tonight. I have a doctor's appointment tomorrow, you know, and it's like, wow, I got to worry. You know, usually Nassau's pretty good. I'm like, man, are we going to have power while... Jeez.
Let's get back to the phone lines. A couple of calls on the line. Talking Heads.
Good afternoon, Mr. Naughty.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Roscoe Thompson. Good afternoon to you, gentlemen.
Good afternoon.
I'm just listening, but I want to chime in. In regards to this talk about liking the leader or whatever, I understand that, you know, there's nothing wrong with people liking you. That's a natural thing. People, you know, are affectionate towards you. But my thing, when it comes to running a country, I think it goes deeper and bigger than that. Because I can like you, but does it necessarily mean that you are good for something, or I just have this attraction? I love the way you might do a certain thing. But when it comes to running a country, in my humble opinion, it should go beyond that. So I hear this, you know, thing, well, you know, this person likes you and you're likable. But we need, as Bahamians, to look at our future, the children's future, weigh it, put it in the balance and see. Because at the end of the day, just liking wouldn't get us anywhere. So I'm just uncomfortable with this, you like. Because, you see, when people like you too much, you don't have to do much. Because I'm well-liked. And that is my opinion. I will continue to listen. Thank you.
Have a good one. Always appreciate your input. Talking Heads. Buddy.
Hello.
Hey, good afternoon.
Hey, how you doing, buddy?
What's happening?
I mean, you know... It's good to be like, you know.
Yeah. Some people, that's all that matters to them, is to be like.
No. And then, if you could...
More over than getting the job done.
And if you find the time to be doing the electric slide, you know, at the cookout,
how you could even have the audacity to do a dance called the electric slide when we don't have power throughout this archipelago? That's some really, you know.
I didn't think that you would have caught this one.
Come on, man. I didn't do comedy for 27 years not to know the good, the bad, the ugly, and the corny of comedy. Come on, buddy. Let's go.
Hey. But see, but yeah, but see, this will come to a head as soon as the government can no longer borrow money in terms of paying its bills. Okay? That is the only time that this is going to come to a head. Now, if the people get smart and make a move before that, it will be easier. But, you know, each time the guys go inside Parliament, we actually let you know. We borrow money to service our debt. And that's been going on for decades now. Understand me?
So what about, what's the solution then? I mean, the problems and the cause, but what about the solution moving forward?
Okay. It's in that group called the middle class. Okay?
I'm sorry, but the middle class doesn't exist in this country anymore, in my humble opinion.
No, but even though it doesn't exist, it's the middle class that held this country above water. Okay? Now, it's the middle class who struggling to stay above water. Okay? And government policies is actually, they are creating more of an underclass that is more in line with, you know, staying in power. Understand me?
You were breaking up at the end there. What'd you say? What was the last thing you said? You're starting to break up.
Okay. When you have middle class, right? These are the persons who are the technocrats. These are the up and coming, you know, who move from middle to upper, right? And if the system is moving smoothly, as soon as they move up, those who are under them move up also.
Yeah, on paper, theoretically, that's
no,
great.
No. In real life, that's happened.
I got to agree to disagree with you right now. I look around this country, I do not see a viable, solid, productive, functioning middle class. I don't.
Nutty, what did our last middle class survey say? It told us...
Tell me, what did it say? You read it, you tell me.
Yes, yeah. The middle class, you know, it said what? It's like 12,000 a month.
Now I'm going to pull it up and peruse it myself, so if I have to
come
back with
a couple of questions
for you, I will, but I don't have it right now.
I'll tell you what got my attention, okay? It says to 10 to 12,000 a month, right? For the average middle class, for the average middle class family, okay?
But 10 to 12,000 a month. Now you can tell me we got a bunch of families here making 10 to 12,000 a month. Really?
That is what the survey said. Okay, but the problem I had, it was aimed at persons who were paying rent, and not persons who were paying mortgages. That's the problem there. You know, if you're middle class, it's about you owning your own home, right? Or you're owning something.
Well, then maybe the data needs to look how it's compiled. But listen, I don't want to cut you short, but I got to get...
This was done by UB. This was done by UB, and I actually spoke to the person who actually did that.
All right, well, that makes it easier for me to find. But listen, I appreciate your contributions, but I missed the producer getting me to the break, so I got to get to the break. So I appreciate your call. Let's get to this break. Mr. Producer flips out of the break. We'll be back to wrap things up with Roscoe Thompson. September 7th edition of Talking Heads, which continues right after this.
Morning, we dream so long. Anybody ever wonder when they will see the sun? Just remember when you come up.
John Chusnick Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. You will find what you're looking for among the growing collection of classic and trendy styles with new arrivals every week. John's covers the whole family and has great prices, helpful and friendly customer service. Your experience shopping with us will be time well spent. Shop with us online at www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on into John's, located on Rosetta Street in Palmdale and Carmichael Road West. John's, we put fashion at your feet.
It starts with the school bell. Then comes the running, the noise, the mess, the whole crew coming over. It's the beautiful chaos of after school. But when hunger becomes one more thing to handle, you got this. Grab the KFC back to school bucket with 8 pieces of chicken, 4 biscuits, and 10 of the new mashies, including gravy for just $25. You even get a free family loaded KFC backpack, only at KFC Nassau, where it's finger looking good. Ready to take your career to paradise? Great Starup Key is expanding the team. And New Providence, we're coming to you. We're hiring lifeguards, security officers, pool techs, landscaping staff, beach and yard crews, and kitchen attendants. Catch us 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. daily. New Providence, September 10th and 11th at the Betty Kelly Kenning Swim Complex. Bring your resume, NIB card, and valid government ID. Dive into your next big opportunity with Great Stirrup Key. See you at the job fair.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Kane is in the building.
Yeah! All right, already the show goes on all night. Till the morning we dream so long. Anybody ever wonder when they would see the sun up? Just remember when you come up. The show goes on.
A snuffer whips up on your back. They be lying through their teeth. Hope you slip up off your path. I don't switch up, I just laugh. Put my kicks up on they desk. Unaffected by they threats. Then get busy on they. See, that's how that shit tell me, man. That's how my daddy raised me. That glittering may not be gold. Don't let nobody play me. If you are my homeboy, you never have to pay me. Don't
if I got you on the Monday, September 7th edition of Talking Heads. Not any company right up until 6 p.m. MJ will be joining us in the 5 o'clock hour, wrapping things up with Roscoe Thompson down there in Abaco. But before I get right back to Roscoe to wrap things up with Roscoe, I got a little FYI. I'm going to get you where you want to go. And if you're ready to take your career to paradise, Great Start P wants you. Bring your skills to the job fair September 10th and 11th, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Betty Kelly Kenning Swimming Complex. Bring your resume, NIB card, and government issue ID. Positions are open for lifeguards, security officers, pool techs, landscaping staff, beach engines. Take your experience, your energy, and go and get ready to impress. You could get hired on the spot. That's September 10th and 11th, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at Betty Kitty Kenning Swimming Complex. All right. So, Roscoe, before we get out of here, man, we still got the barge on the reef?
Yeah, as far as I know, hasn't moved.
All right. Let me check the touch lines. A couple of questions came in, and you know, and I wanted to ask this too. Incident with Mr. Ellis last week. I know he was injured in that. Any updates on him and his recovery?
Just here that, you know, they're trying to raise some funds right now for the airlift out, you know, to help offset some of the expenses. No, he had nothing to do. He was just walking out, from what I've gathered. His father made a statement, coming out of there for, you know, a snack, and just happened to be in the wrong place at the wrong time. But he was, you know, airlifted into Nassau with a gunshot wound.
And that was to the leg, correct?
Leg, correct. Yes, sir.
And obviously needs medical attention. And the airlift, is there any information we could get out to get him some assistance? Is there like a GoFundMe or a...
I haven't seen it. I know that we, you know, you had an artist over here that did a thing on Facebook to raise some funds. You know, I have not seen it, but if I get something, I'll share it to you.
Let me check these texts real quick. Good afternoon. First and foremost, my condolences to the family of the young boy that passed due to being struck by lightning. I don't want to make this political, but it is heartbreaking to know that this could have been avoided. The government should have closed schools. We know this storm is traveling. Hold on. All right. I get it. Lightning is an act of God. I understand where you're coming from, Texter. And I understand that, yes, parameters should be in place. I mentioned it earlier. You know, safety tips for those kind of situations. But to say that government should have closed schools when the storm was traveling, the schools should have been closed ahead of time. You can't pay the teachers. You shouldn't open those schools without the teachers being paid. But I understand your point. You said the storm was traveling had potential for lightning, extreme flooding, and power outages. We're sending our kids to school during a storm like this. School should have been closed. Absolutely unacceptable. I get your point from the weather, folks. I do. I really do. And some due diligence should have been taken. But the actual physical lightning strike, that's an act of God. Good afternoon, Naughty and your guests. To the caller who talked about lawyering up and taking the government to court, tell me which judge go against the government when they are appointed by the government? Question mark. When Minnis wanted to deal with the shanty towns, a particular judge put an injunction in place for over 3 years and left it in place until the PLP won the government before she lifted the order. And they still left the debris from the shanty town where they knocked down in Abaco right there, right, Roscoe?
Yes, sir. Never been cleaned up.
Good afternoon, Naughty, Roscoe, and MJ. The bridge in Andrus collapsed a few months ago, and we are using a barge to get across the space. The problem is when I need to get to and from the airport, we have to pay a taxi, and that is an extra expense. And the government should not put that burden on the back of the people in Andrus. Exuma, notice something here happening in the Family Islands, Roscoe?
Uh-huh. All suffering.
Grand Bahama as well, too.
Yeah, I just read the thing. I mean, you know, we got 7 areas out here without power right now, and I'm trying to find out some information if they're load shedding here in Abaco or not. If they're going to start load shedding, that means we're in more trouble than what we actually know. But I've not been able to get confirmation on that yet.
Got another touch coming in. Unfortunately, Naughty, we are in for a drastic and potentially deadly weather season, and schools should be accordingly advised to seek shelter whenever these storms approach. The planet Earth is getting hotter and hotter, and our citizens should be accordingly advised for their safety and well-being. Please advise schools to watch carefully and bring children into safety where and when at all possible. A lot of people, you know, got their angles to this, but at the end of the day, it still remains a trap. I think we need to put some safety parameters in place. And then, you know, from an administration standpoint, have a bar set. How about, of course, that if this is the kind of weather reports we get, we don't open.
Yeah. Well, you know, we're like you said earlier, we're always reactive. We're never proactive.
Ah, boy.
That's
and that's like probably the major hindrance of why we are where we are to this day at this very current time.
Yep. Correct. And I can tell you, as far as I see it, unless something drastically changes, we're going to have these same issues for the next couple of years, you know, until the people come together and unite, hold this government accountable. You know, I remember 2017 to 2021 all, and I was one of them. I called Minnis out. I called the FNM out, you know, and after Dorian and everything, you know, and it's amazing how
you and me both
as a Bahamian, I can call my own party out, but to see some of these people that know their party is doing wrong and know what's going on just sit back and don't say nothing.
They refuse to call wrong where wrong is, and they know better, and they refuse to do better, Roscoe.
No, and that's heart-wrenching, and it's sad because it's like MJ says
all the time, they want us to live by the failures of their administration, by the failures of their decision. We must live by it.
It's not. It isn't right. I guess that's my. That burden. Like I said earlier, that burden falls on us as Bahamian people. Where money is being spent, why we are borrowing money, who's getting contracts, what's going on. All that needs to be, you know, laid out in front for all Bahamians. It's not right that the opposition can't even ask a question in the House of Assembly. You know, I mean, come on.
I can't believe I'm back to asking for this. Freedom of Information Act,
procurement act. Here we go again. Another year, and we're still beating up our gum for it and got squad douche to show for it.
No, I mean, it's, I don't know. Naughty, it scares me. But, you know, I mean, what more can we do? I don't have another country I can go to right now, except right now. But, you know, I don't have another country I can move to.
Good afternoon, Naughty and Roscoe. Naughty, you and MJ have supported the teachers all throughout. I've heard all the interviews with Belinda Wilson on your show. And the teachers should sit out as long as they did in 1981 under the leadership of BUT President Leonard Archer. They sat out for 3 full weeks before Sir Lyndon Oscar Pinion conceded defeat and met their demands. The cost of living is very high for all Bahamians, not just the politicians. I support the teachers 100%.
There you go. I mean, I hate to see industrial action taken like that, but again, I'm going to take you serious.
Roscoe, you can't pay Bahamian teachers what they're owed, but you're facilitating teachers from Ghana. You brought in more teachers from Cuba, but now you have an issue with that situation there. Come on, they need to clean this up and get it together, and Bahamians need to be prioritized in all of this. So I am looking forward to seeing what the teachers do on this.
Yeah.
Keeping my eye on it.
Me too.
Because, like I say, the union of teachers, they got a lot to be upset about, and they got a lot to march for. And I support them, and they have a platform at this show to get their message out, because it's ridiculous how they've been treated, in my opinion.
Well, one, I think right off the bat, I mean, I know when my wife went into the public school sector when she got out of college, you know, the pay was low, you know. I mean, it's amazing to know what a starting salary for a teacher is. And, you know, here, they're the ones that are going to educate our future, you know, to the children that are growing up and coming up through the public school system and the private school system. You know, they need to be treated better and treated fairly and paid on time. You know, that's one thing I don't understand with central government. How come you can sit here and spend money, but you cannot pay a bill on time? And go to any shipping company and ask them how much the Bahamas government owes them, and some of the pharmacies that get drugs, and find out what the government actually, it would blow your mind, Naughty.
Yeah, I mean, I have certain things where we came to where we are, and it's mind-blowing how we got here, and who's involved and how it's been involved, and it's crazy.
Yeah.
And that's across the board. Let me get this last text in. Hi, Naughty and Roscoe, the way BPL is acting with the disconnections, etc., are we sure that there are not any secret family islands in our New Providence? Ah, boy. I wish they had some data centers that would teach all our politicians, past, present, and future, some sense. But anyway, Roscoe, we got to get to the break. I appreciate you chiming in every Monday as you do. You know, continue to bring us what all the info from Abaco until we get Abaco back up and running where it needs to be. Because what a lot of people fail to realize is when you look at the bottom line and things is things, Abaco is a major contributor to the bottom line, and the country runs a lot better.
Big time. And I appreciate you having me on every Monday since after Dorian. And it's a great opportunity, not just for me, but for others to express what's going on.
And we'll do it again next Monday, man. Safe travels. Good doctor visit. Belated happy birthday again. Love you, my brother. And we'll talk again on Monday.
Love you too, bro. Be safe.
All right. Quick commercial break. Quick side of the break. We'll get into the 5 o'clock hour. MJ will be in the building, and got more to talk about. So keep it right where you got it. The Monday, September. Fucking Hunts continues right after this.
Treat you like a slave, put chains all on your soul and put whips up on your back. They be lying through their teeth, hope you slip up off your path. I don't switch up, I just laugh, put my kicks up on their desk, unaffected by their threats, then get busy on their ass. See, that's how that shit tell me, man, that's how my daddy raised me. That glittering may not be gold, don't let nobody play me. If you are my homeboy, you never have to pay me. Go on and put your hands up, when times is hard, you stand up. L.U.P.
Serious beef, then get ready, because Burger Burger King Nassau is bringing back the double quarter pound king. That's a full half pound of flame grilled beef topped with melty cheese, tangy mustard, crunchy pickle, and fresh onions. Served on a toasted sesame seed bun. Classic style. Big flavor. Big protein. Big satisfaction. Get your double quarter pound king meal with medium fries and a drink for only $10.35. More food, less money. Only at Burger King Nassau.
We're gonna give you a check every week for a year.
Percy's Pantry Plan, Island Game, keep you winning. Percy's Pantry Plan, dream big, we will help you live it. Percy's Pantry Plan, Island Game, we got you. Percy's Pantry Plan, from the friends you can trust. If winning is among your best chances with us, the most trustworthy name is Percy's Island Game. So put 20 on your account and ride this easy train at Percy's Island Games.
New school year, new gear. From uniforms to laptops, a Fidelity personal loan can help you check every item off of your kid's school list. Jump into back-to-school season with ease. Apply for a Fidelity personal loan today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity. We're good for you.
Since 1999, Storm Frame Windows has been the name Bahamians trust for authentic, tested, impact-rated windows and doors. 26 years, zero failures during Hurricane Dorian. Somewhere, a hurricane is still filing a complaint. Protect your biggest investment. Call Storm Frame Windows at 325-6633. Storm Frame Windows, proven since 1999, undefeated ever since.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty and Mary Jane. Mary Jane. Only on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
Alright, the show goes on all night till the morning. We dream so long. Anybody ever wonder when they will see the sun up? Just remember when you come up, the show goes on. Treat you like a slave, put chains all on your soul and put whips up on your back. They be lying through their teeth, hope you slip up off your path. I don't switch up, I just laugh. Put my kicks up on they desk, unaffected by they threats. Then get busy on they see, that's how that shit tell me, man. That's how my daddy raised me. That glittering may not be gold, don't let nobody play me. If you are my homeboy, you never have to pay me. Go on and put your hands up, when times is hard, you stand up. L.U.P. the man.
We're back at you on the Monday, September 7th edition of Talking Heads. Naughty and MJ and your company right up until 6 p.m. We're into the 5 o'clock hour. 5:08 p.m. is the time. MJ, what's good?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. At R.M. Bailey with the young man losing his life with the lightning strike. And, you know.
Yeah, it's been one of those really, like, really just
and I am
horrible, just no good days, right? Right now we have police on the scene in Adelaide because there's been another killing.
What?
He's been shot dead in Adelaide. And that is a live situation that's happening right now. Earlier today we heard the very sad news about that young student of R.M. Bailey being struck by lightning and subsequently just, you know, succumbing to his injuries. That's kind of sad. We also have another live situation with an aircraft that was headed from Great Harbor Key. I think it's Great Harbor Key, headed to Miami Executive Airport. Apparently, that airplane has now gone, quote unquote, missing. And authorities, U.S. authorities, as well as Bahamian authorities, including our defense force, have been notified and are searching for that plane that had four souls on board. So, I mean, it's just been one of those days where just everything just seems like a complete, just it's mess.
And this all coming in on the horrific news of us losing, you know, Stephen Davis, a.k.a. Stephen Legend. I'm still bummed out about
that. Exactly. So the last few days have been And
I've,
been
I've
a lot.
Seen all the tributes pour in, and they've been very touching and all. But, you know, when you see the family make a plea to please cease and desist using his image on T-shirts and so on for personal gain, you all stop. You all stop.
I think maybe Bahamians need to chill on the T-shirts in general right now, because
I
understand the family saying that. And then the family saying that, and then the other situation with the lady in, where is it, Scotland, that did the Hey Cousin T-shirt, that Bahamians are up in arms. Maybe just chill on the T-shirts for a moment. But yeah, it's been rough couple of days, and today is a very bad day for the country. I'm sorry, it's just a bad day.
Yeah, I got a T-shirt I want to mention to all them T-shirt. You remember that one I used to put out in Jokers, the one that said F U.
Yeah. We get it. We got it. We're good. No more T-shirts. No more, please.
Oh. Yeah, but again, our thoughts and prayers go out to the family of the late Stephen Davis, a.k.a. Yeah. Stephen Legend. Like I said, you know, thoughts and prayers. Very sobering, very sombering situation. And you know, like I said, please cease and desist. We know you ain't supposed to be putting a man image, and you trying to put it on a T-shirt to make personal gain. Stop it.
Yeah, especially if you're doing it for that reason. I could see where people would feel inclined to do it, because that's what we've done a lot recently, you know. But if they've specifically asked you not to do that, then just respect the last thing they should be distracted with, because they're going through so much. But I must say, though, I did love that kind of like mini Junkanoo rush out over the weekend celebrating his birthday. And that happened in Miami. So I, you know, I'm just, it just shows you how much he was just loved, right? Just admired and loved by not just his close friends and family, but also just by the country. So that warmed my heart to see Bahamians out down in Miami paying tribute to Steph.
All right. Well, I guess we need to continue the show. And I guess I got to pull a page out of the PM's book. And are you going to ask me questions, or should I tell you what questions I want you to ask?
What are you talking about? What are you talking about?
Should I tell you what we're going to talk about?
Oh, you're going to tell. Okay, so go ahead. Tell me.
What is going on with the PM and the media?
You mean specifically that he appeared?
When he's been questioned about his, if there was any contracts given to Mr. Ellis, the late Mr. Ellis.
Yeah.
Or there's been any, you know, involvement or affiliation. And I'm seeing that the PM got a little flustered answering these questions. And then to tell the media what to ask him is crazy.
Well, the first part I think he said
is,
tell me.
Don't tell us anything.
He said something.
Ask the media to ask you questions, because you don't tell us nothing.
He said something like, well, tell me who tell you. It's like, what? I don't know what's happening. Like I said, and I've only gotten a little bit more information. I got to be honest with you guys.
Yeah, he did go old school. Who tell you that?
Yeah, let me deal with them. I've been a little busy, so I haven't really dug into this particular issue the way I usually like to. But, I mean, just from the stuff that I've heard and read, because there is this question about whether that gentleman had some connection to government housing, specifically in Abaco. There's reporting out of one of the dailies that says that there are persons that are testing that he did have some involvement. So whether it was a direct contract, a subcontract, those are questions that I think are still out there. Well, they answered the direct contract question, right? They did say that their records reveal that neither he nor any company he controls received a government contract. That's a part of it. That's, you know, a good start. I did say they needed to put a statement out there. But there are other questions that haven't been answered. And that was just Ministry of Housing, you know. There's a question about Crown land out there. No response on that. And so many others. So I don't know what it is. All I know is the PM looks like this is one issue he definitely feels very uncomfortable dealing with. In general right now, I don't know. But yeah, he definitely doesn't want to answer many questions around that particular subject.
No, he don't want to touch that one with a 10-foot pole.
Funny enough, though, because everyone's talking about it, I think the opposition leader, Mr. Michael Pintar, put some very specific questions out there. The release from the Ministry of Housing still didn't answer all of the questions, so they're still just hanging out there. And then even And boy, he's been getting super busy since he lost the election in Killarney. Our former Prime Minister, Dr. Minnis, also commented on this particular subject.
But my thing is, where Minnis got so much to say now when he had opportunity to talk to the press as the PM and he wasn't, he was flipping.
He recognized his twin because he's acted.
He did it from a dog in the major standpoint in opposition for the last 5 years to undermine the Pintaud administration. And now all of a sudden you got all of this to say.
He sees his twin because he had a problem addressing and answering the media on certain questions as well. But now, he too have put some questions out there to our current prime minister. And this is, like, on a serious note, when you have a former prime minister raising, you know, these questions, when our government is trying to tap down the connection, but now you have some fresh questions. And I didn't even know, and I still don't know where Dr. Minnis is going with these particular questions. But let's have a listen, because he did post something on his socials on Friday. Let's have a listen to the specific questions that our former prime minister has for our current prime minister, Alice, you know, drama issue that's happening right now. Let's have a listen to Dr. Minnis.
The question is, did Alice have a license for a plane? And did he ever fly on that plane? These are pertinent questions. And the final question should be, does he know Samuel 90 Knowles?
So, okay. First it was government contracts.
They got to drag Mr. Knowles into all of this? But why they got to drag 90 into all of it?
Like I said, I haven't dug into this. So if y'all know the answer,
because if we want to keep talking about 90, let's talk about the extradition and all that went down in his extradition and the dangling participants there. If we want to talk that story,
this is weird. So we have one set of questions. Now we have the former prime minister asking about a plane, and also a connection to 90 Knowles. This is I'm not sure exactly what's happening, but. And I did see the response from the Ministry of Housing, like I said, but there's something that's in existence. And I think maybe a more full-throated response.
You know what I'm thinking? Dr. Minnis, since getting ousted out of politics, I think he does early morning breakfast Zoom calls with Silvis Matean, and they get their stories together and they put it out to the world. That's what I think. I don't know.
But I too would like to know the answer to, and then why was that question asked? It is so strange. Strange stuff there, but we're going to keep an eye on that situation.
Got to look at it. I mean, obviously, he may be privy to information that we're not, and maybe there might be something there.
Exactly. And that's why you do have that. You do give a benefit of a doubt in that area, because he didn't ask the general questions that have been surrounding. He asked some very specific and nuanced and different questions. So I'm trying to figure out where he's coming from with that. But, you know, I wish
he would have answered why he let them spend millions on a mirror in an embassy in Europe with the same conviction as he asked that question just now.
Yeah, trust me, they don't go back. You can barely get them to go back a week or two. It's something they did. They don't go back years. But yeah, many, many questions that are still out there that definitely need to be answered, you know?
Good afternoon, Naughty and Mary Jane. Condolences to the family. Last couple of days was truly shocking. The good truly die young. On another note, the PM is more gangster than Frank Sinatra. So he said he doesn't know Gardner, but his name is big and bold on the documents. So he's affiliated. So what does this mean for the country? Shouldn't he resign immediately?
Maybe this is a part of the problem. Because we had a situation with the plane crash on Election Day and Mr. Gardner.
The plane.
We were told that he wasn't president of his company. He didn't control top-notch builders. And then we saw subsequently that it does appear that he does control that company. He does control the bank account, and that he may have served as president even while our current Minister of Finance said, you know, he was dealing with it or restructuring the company. This is a lot of strange stuff. And these questions aren't going away.
The Minister of Finance has been very, very quiet recently, ever since he made those comments. Let's go to the phone lines.
We haven't heard.
Talking Heads.
Yeah, Illinois. Anyway.
Johnny Two Times, what's happening?
All right. I think the former prime minister got too much time on his hand. Yeah.
You think that's what it is?
I think he got too much time on his hand. I mean, Samuel Knight, he knows. I mean, come on, man. Listen, you want to be relevant? Come in. My 2-year-old grandson don't know vote. All right? And know why. All right? Come on, man. I mean, let me tell you something. You all might think what I'm about to say is foolishness. But I remember prior to the election, there were so many things that were being mentioned that you couldn't keep up with it, with the amount of things. And what did the Bahamian people do? They obviously showed y'all and showed others that they don't give a rat toot about all this stuff. And we still back at stage one.
That may be the problem. Not enough people gave a rat about what happened.
The PLPF and them, blah, blah, blah.
Let me ask you this.
People trying to live their daily life.
Yeah.
You think they worry about all the things we run on with it? Come on, man. Johnny, calm down.
Pause, Johnny, because he's having a conniption.
I think
people are concerned, though, because when you have Pause, Johnny. All right, thank you. I think when you ask questions about what's going on in the National Investment Fund and you don't get a response, you ask questions about, you know, what's happening with BPL, what's happening with BGC, you don't get an immediate response. You ask any question about the money, how this money flowing, all these loans, the greater debt, you don't get a response. But all of a sudden, the prime minister seems irritated by some reporters asking about a gentleman, and I don't know him. And you get a response, like a couple of days later from the Ministry of Housing, just like, no, we ain't got nothing to do with that. Interesting. And I encourage the transparency. But it makes you wonder, where's the response with the things that are pressing? Where's the urgency when it comes to the price of gas, which is skyrocketing again? Where's the urgency on those things? You know, you're quick to disassociate yourself from these people. You don't like it. You're irritated. But where are the answers to the Bahamian people on the things that do matter? And I like Johnny, but calling up and saying, oh, people ain't worried about that. When we talk about BPL, when we talk about the National Investment Fund, you don't call up and say people ain't worried about that or encourage the powers that be to answer. You go mute, just like them.
Yeah, I was really listening to it, and I'm kind of shocked. Was he trying to defend Alice just now?
No, I think he's just saying that he understands the prime minister's frustration because some of these things are relevant. But we, you know, the thing about it is people are going to judge what's relevant to them.
Various characters getting government contracts, that is not irrelevant.
Yeah, that's not an irrelevant thing. You know,
I want to know who politician number one is. I want to know why $30,000 cash was in a plane that crashed along with 3 cell phones and passports.
Because you're going to start to find that some of these things make other things very uncomfortable for Bahamians. You know what I mean? If you're spending our money recklessly, giving out contracts or spending it in ways that we think is irregular or improper, that's going to have an effect on us because ultimately the taxpayers have to pay all of it back.
And to the texters who keep texting me, let me make it abundantly clear. Everybody knows that there was an affiliation allegedly between Mr. Ellis and Mr. Knowles back in the day. Obviously, that's why he made the inference. But at the end of the day,
you mean the former prime minister?
In 2026, when I need to know other answers for more pertinent questions.
Yeah, no.
That allegedly involved from the PM and sitting ministers right now.
And obviously, I mean, to kind of, you know, show the other side of it, obviously, you know, the folks over there in OPM and the folks over there in the Ministry of Housing do think that this is relevant because that response came faster than responses to most other questions. We're still waiting to hear about certain other things. Mum's the word. But that one came within a couple of days, a quick distance between the prime minister and whatever this talk is on the street. So I don't know. We're in some strange times, people. That's all I could say.
Let's get to the other calls. Talking Heads.
Yeah, Naughty, MJ, am I on now?
Yes, good afternoon.
Okay, go with me for a little bit. Short
Lord. Okay.
some of God's greatest gifts? Unanswered prayer. And I'll tell you why I say that. If for one reason only. The BBL situation, I feel, if the FNM had been governing the country right now, perhaps the same challenges that the PLD is facing, or this current administration is facing, the FNM would have faced. I say that just thinking along the lines that the infrastructure is what it is. And so if for that reason only, probably a good thing that the FNM is the opposition now. It's for that reason only. However, a lot of things are being exposed now with respect to the party right now. And it's just happening by itself. No one's doing it for them. And so they can't blame anyone for anything right now but themselves.
You gotcha. Thank you so much, caller. Yeah, it's rough right now. Yeah, thank you, caller. It's rough right now. You know what I mean? I saw the updates today. You know, a lot of people still without, like, and I'm really praying and hoping for BPL, but wow. You know what I mean? Even on the cool days, it's just, I don't know.
Naughty and MJ, tell Johnny, speak for himself. We want answers.
Yeah, can't brush that under the, I don't know what's there.
Since y'all want to bring up this whole, like, just to throw, you know, 90 in there as a topic of conversation.
No. Bear in mind, former prime minister, he has made this connect. I don't even know how it ties in.
I want some other questions. Since he asked that question, ask who was the defense attorney for Mr. Knowles and who signed extradition warrant for him to get, you know, taken out of the prison with the helicopter at 3 in the morning.
I'm gonna listen and wait.
Why he's still out of case before the courts?
There must be some tie-in. I can say this though. I do think Bahamians are starting to get a little bit uneasy with all of this, with the light that has been kind of shined on the country. Some of the things that came out of the Southern District in New York made me feel very embarrassed as a Bahamian. Maybe many others. The way that, you know, things are being framed, and I don't mean framed as in set up. I mean framed as in this is how they're looking at it. They're saying that from the top, from the highest halls of power in our country, not specifically the prime minister, but just some very powerful politicians. They you know, kind of talked about the police force. They talked about our armed services, the defense force. They are tying this in as a big basket of systemic corruption. That's not good. So whenever we have these little crazy stories, then I think it is good to kind of like shut them down if they have no there. But if something's there, then Bahamians, we need to know what's going on in our country. Can't go back to how it was back in the day where everybody play deaf, dumb, blind. No, if we need to fix something because we got some people involved in things they shouldn't be involved in, then let's fix it. Let's don't just play crazy about it.
Let's get back to the phone lines. Talking Heads. All right, Quali, you got to hit us back. Let me get to the text lines real quick. I agree with Johnny, MJ, and Naughty with that majority of Bahamians do not care about governance of the country or about any of the issues that affects our everyday life.
Yeah.
I understand where he's coming from. The mass majority of the people don't care about the current corruption is happening.
I got that.
Didn't come out to vote. That's why our nation. No, hold on.
Yeah. No, I got that was the underlying thing, which is that, yeah, it may be important, but guess what? People really ain't on that run because nobody tuning in.
Then so where are we?
Just partying and having a good time.
How idiotic are we to say that brand damage internationally does not affect us? To say that these kind of things do not affect us?
No, they do. But the point is that a lot of
they're not part of the whole thing, that the wheelhouse of the engine that makes this thing run. If you got government officials allegedly dealing with nefarious gangster characters, that's a problem. People want to know about that. What do you mean people don't care about that?
Yeah, no. But the basic thing is strange posture, but elections have consequences. The general posture of the administration is, yeah, well, didn't give us no problems for that for the last time, so ain't nobody on that run. We could do it. we could not answer you. What's the consequence? You know, we didn't answer you before, and look at us. We're still here. So, and that's their pragmatic position, which is that Bahamians don't care. Not enough Bahamians care.
Man, oh, man, oh, man. Where are we in 2026, MJ?
We're right here where we have brought ourselves and allowed ourselves to be led. So that is where we are.
Good afternoon, Naughty and MJ. Please tell baby Anton I have several seats and shut up.
Johnny was on one today. I don't know why. You know what? His response was worse than the prime minister when they asked him, because the PM was a little bit, he was shook or something. I don't know. Johnny was worse just now, like just having a conniption. What's going on? It's like these are simple questions. Just answer the questions and move on. You know, I don't really know what's happening with this particular subject. Like I said, I don't know. The gentleman didn't know of his reputation. I've only since learned something since, you know, his trial. Can we also say that, you know, there needs to be a conversation about that shooting in Abaco. And I wish I would have gotten a chance to speak to Roscoe just to ask him how the community is doing, how that young man that was unfortunately hit in his leg is doing. Because anyone who has seen the CCTV footage, and it's gone around now, of that shooting can tell you that that is horrific to happen in broad daylight in a quiet island, quiet like Abaco. And, you know, nobody's, like, really talking about. You had, like, four or five guys jump out of a car with high-powered weapons, let off multiple shots, and it looked like they didn't want to stop shooting. That in itself was horrific. Nobody's talking about that.
And according to Roscoe, the latest update with the young man injured in that, he's waiting for enough funds to be airlifted to Nassau for further treatment.
Oh, okay. Well, God bless him. Thank goodness he wasn't, you know, more seriously hurt. Thank goodness he didn't lose his life in that. But that was, if you saw that footage, that was terrible. Why is that happening? And do we have another exploding drug problem in this country? You know, is it getting
worse? And furthermore, do we have government officials allegedly involved in this alleged new drug problem in the country?
I mean, there's still the politician one thing hanging out there that, again, nobody wants to deal with. But now we're seeing should shock and horrify Bahamians, because that footage out of Abaco, that is not that's not easy stuff. That's very tough to watch happen in our little Bahamas.
Good afternoon, Naughty and MJ. A great point right there. And still nothing out of Abaco on the investigation. No suspects, no arrests, nothing.
Right, you would think that it would be like almost like just like a kind of lockdown, all points bulletin. That's what it is. Yeah, APB
out. Maybe just like, Mr. Ellis was a foreign national.
It should have been like
for a
shooting like that in broad daylight with those high-powered weapons of war. How was that island not locked down? How have we not gotten those persons responsible in custody? How are they just roaming in Abaco after doing that and hitting a child? Really? Really? And nobody wants to talk about that. Everyone wants to get all clammy and uncomfortable now with basic questions. Why? Why is this happening?
Good afternoon, Naughty and MJ. I guess Johnny will speak differently if the U.S. sanctions the Bahamas as a result of things that he says the people aren't interested in talking about.
I don't know what's going on. You got that laissez-faire. Nah, man, worry about that. I mean, really? Okay. Did you see the footage of the shooter? We ain't worried about none of that? I mean, no part of it is concerning. Okay. All right. Okay.
Yeah, I got to shake my head sometimes. Like I said, there's a small minority that causes the majority of the suffering in this country. And you have a band of political activists, whoever they're affiliated with, that will grandstand every day, sing for their supper and not really identify the problems and say, hey, we do have this problem. We do need to deal with this. They will never call wrong where wrong is, and they know better, and they refuse to do better. And that's why we have a problem.
We need to get to the phone lines real quick. Let's get this one in before the break, MJ. Talking Heads.
Hey, Naughty, what's up, man?
Hey, what's going on, Big Chief?
Yes, man. MJ, madam.
Hey. Hey, Big Chief.
All I guess call you in other places. Sancho, mommy.
Yeah. Stat boy, mom.
listen, that's my little brother, so you know how I go. Listen, man, I got a couple of things, Naughty. All right? One is, you are right. We still have this politician one thing hanging over. Okay? Elections are over now. Okay? Any reasonable thing. Okay? And I use that term not, I pick my words carefully. Reasonable prime minister. But go to the Americans and say, you need to tell me who that is. You have an overwhelming majority now. Okay? The government. There's nothing that can really stop that. Find out who that is and punish that person. And then come back to the Beeman people and say, I'm setting a standard that nobody's above the law. This is what we're doing. All right? And that would send a message. It would also send a message to his own colleagues that collaboration with these illegal drug dealers and gun runners and everything else and money launderers is not going to be tolerated. And it would literally cost him no political liability and actually build his legacy. All right?
I agree.
And so that's what I would, I mean, for me, that's what I would do. That's the perfect time to do it. All right? It's the perfect time to do it. You got 4.5
Good opportunity to shuffle the cabinet a little bit.
And this is what happens. But we if we don't stop and stem what's happening now, with these blatant, public, most brazen surveillance that are happening, whether it's in Abaco, whether it's in other islands, whether it's downtown on Bay and Parliament Street, all right? We have a problem. We have a real problem in our hands because what we send a message to our younger folk is that, hey, ain't nothing off the table no more. Nothing's off the table.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And life becomes like Grand Theft Auto game.
Yep. Right. You're right.
And believe you me, I don't want that.
Let me go there. Yeah, no coming back.
Because the day they decide to do something crazy, all right, and they hit somebody from another country who's really important, right? Let them hit some senator's son who visited down here in the crossfire. Or somebody who works at the U.S. Embassy. If you thought what happened with Tyke, with a basic employee, was a response, you will see a real response. And Bahamians are not going to like it. All right?
Wow.
So we got to stop playing politics, and we have to really decide what's important to save this country. And if we don't do that, then we are going to get the day that we ask for.
Oh boy.
That's really all I got to say.
Thank you, Big Chief. It's sad, isn't it, Naughty? That they got you like,
get out of,
they won't,
get out
they
of
won't
Big
do
Chief.
Anything until someone from another country, you know, the Northerners, then they'll step in. Sad stuff.
Big Chief, I'm the 1 p.m. on the Chiefs. Mahomes starting. And, you know, what the offense
you know,
could look like.
Until Monday night. I'm actually going to be in a plane flying back from Atlanta on that time. So I have to send you some voice notes to put on that.
That's fine. And I earned a big trade for a wide receiver out of Jacksonville, maybe.
Listen, let me tell you something. Between me and you, it's the revenge tour.
Oh, no.
It's the revenge tour.
We look forward to hearing from you on Sunday.
Everybody better wear two pair of underwear.
No.
Anyway, not
the double underwear.
All right. Let's get to the break. Good stuff.
Thanks, Big Chief.
Talk soon. MJ, that's what happens when your Georgia Bulldogs win 63-3 on Saturday. That's
sticky.
How you feel. Let's get to the break.
If you are my homeboy, you never have to pay me. Go on and put your hands up. When times is hard, you stand up.
Running low on summer funds? Squeeze every drop of fun out of your summer with a Fidelity personal loan.
from backyard upgrades to family. 56-7764 today.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
Are you ready? The Chick Chawnee Challenge returns Saturday, September 26th to Clifton Heritage Park for Bush Party 2026. Take on an action-packed obstacle course to one of Nassau's most rugged and beautiful landscapes. Run solo or bring your crew. Gun time is 6:30 a.m. Register now at chickchawneechallenge.com. The Chick Chawnee Challenge is proudly sponsored by RF Bank and Trust, Helena, Guardian Radio 96.9, Party Pilots Rentals and Events, and Click. Bush Party 2026. Get dirty, get challenged, get there.
You try to rest, but roll with the best. For all your printing need, and no. For posters and banners, magazines and flyers. For window decals, greeting cards and newsletters. No job too big and there's no job too small. You name it, we can print it, just give us a call. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Going through tires faster than a hot night to bump. One wheel going left, one wheel going right. While the car crying and trying to go down the road straight, Chief. You need to go into Muffler World. We'll set you on the straight and narrow in no time. With computerized wheel alignment. And since the car is up already on the rack, take them one tread tires off and get some new ones. Muffler World on Mackey Street. Got that computerized wheel alignment and brand new tires.
We're gonna give you a check every week for a year.
Percy Fenton Plan. Island game, keep you winning. Percy Fenton Plan. Dream big, we will help you live it. Percy Fenton Plan. Island game, we got you. Percy Fenton Plan. From the friends you can trust, if winning is a must, go play the game you know, cause your best chance is with us. The most trustworthy name is Percy's Island Game. So put 20 on your account and ride this easy train at Percy's Island Game.
Since 1999, Storm Frame Windows has been the name Bahamians trust for authentic, tested, impact-rated windows and doors. 26 years, zero failures during Hurricane Dorian. Somewhere, a hurricane is still filing a complaint. Protect your biggest investment. Call Storm Frame Windows at 325-6633. Storm Frame Windows, proven since 1999. Undefeated.
KFC crispy chicken, creamy honey mustard, and delicious bacon. Get them all in one irresistible bite with the new Honey Mustard Crunch Chicken Sandwich at KFC Nassau. Get your Honey Mustard Crunch Sandwich for only $8.95, including VAT. Or go big with the Honey Mustard Crunch Bag that has a piece of finger-licking good chicken, a drink, fries, and biscuit, plus a sweet mango dessert treat for one low price. Mm. This sandwich was meant to be finger-licking good and is only at KFC.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Kane is in the building.
Yeah! All right, all ready. The show goes on all night. Till the morning we dream.
We're back at you on the Monday, September 7th edition of Talking Heads. Naughty and MJ and your company right up until 6 p.m. And MJ, I got some breaking news for you. I got to make sure you get this before we
Excellent.
Go any further.
Okay.
Okay. There's college football on tonight.
Oh, boy. Really?
There's Yankees baseball game tomorrow night.
Mm-hmm.
All right? And then on Wednesday night, we have the rematch of the Super Bowl, the Seahawks and the Patriots.
Yeah.
Then on Thursday, we have the Rams and the 49ers.
So all this to say that we're back in football season.
And then on Thursday as well, we have the University of Miami Hurricanes. Then on Thursday night football with the Heisman Trophy favorite, Malachi freaking Tony. Receptions, 229 yards and 3 touchdowns. And when you have Michael Irvin genuflect to you in the Hurricane end zone, you know you have arrived as a wide receiver in the history and the annals of the Hurricane program.
Well, that is that's good stuff. I know you're excited.
Friday, multiple college football games. Saturday, all-day college football. Saturday night, college football. Sunday, the return of the NFL. And Sunday night,
as you and I sit down and eat some nice New York strip with some garlic butter and watch Dakota Rain Prescott dissect the New York Giants, all will be right with the world.
The delusion starts afresh. I love it.
What did you just say?
I said, that is going to be so fresh. I love it.
Okay, now what's fresh? All right, you know I love sports. You know I love you. And you know I love a good laugh.
Yeah.
Listen,
no, you're...
I had a good laugh.
Let me be honest. You're a bit... I'll be honest. That's what I said. You're a little lost, but you know what? I love it. I do.
As you are with the Spurs.
Hey, at least we made it to the championship.
You still got a bone in your throat?
When last y'all been there?
It doesn't matter when last we've been there. The last time
it actually does. It kind of does.
No, but listen, meaning you were laughing. Let me tell you, I don't know who wrote that editorial in the Tribune today, but Mudders, that was a good laugh. I ain't gonna lie. I had a laugh on multiple levels. I was wondering, did Super Brat creep inside there and hostage the editorial again? Did he freak himself out and run hot?
You know, I did see that.
I mean, because I'm reading that, and I have enjoyed over the years a multitude of editorials and columns from Mrs. Eileen Karen. And that, to me, boy, that don't sound like Mrs. Karen to me.
I got to kind of go with you on this one. The voice sounded off, right? The tone was different. Trying to come up with, you know, some really nice words here because I have such respect for Mrs. Karen. And she's, you know, she deserves it for what she's contributed to this country, contributed to media. And now she's got, you know, they have this foray into aviation. But I got to tell you, the headline, in case you guys didn't see it, on today's editorial in the Tribune is, "Sometimes you can't fix stupid." I kid you not, that was the name they decided to put on this
particular
editorial.
But who are they talking about? Are they talking about the individual that the editorial was written about? Or are they talking about a member of the family, the Tribune family?
The stupid in this, I mean, we can only infer, but is I think this is a private citizen with specialty in the aviation field. His name is, I mean, because it's out there now. They put his name out there, Mr. Paul Arana Jr. I think this is the same gentleman that goes by Paul Francis Arana on social media. Because after I read this, I then went to read whatever, you know, caused them to have to write this. Because this is very, I got to tell you, this is very strange. And it intersects with public interest because apparently this back and forth is over Box One, right? The aviation network, severe weather network that the owners of the Tribune, their family, seem to have either majority shares or control of Box One. That has also signed, and this is the important part for us, an agreement with our government, a 25-year agreement. They have a heads of agreement. And we haven't seen it. Now, apparently the gentleman of the promises, he's been breaking down some of the specifics. I haven't verified it yet. I've just had a cursory look at his website that they said infringed on their intellectual property. And all of it is bizarre. The response to someone saying that, you know, your deal isn't a great deal for the country isn't to call them stupid. It's not to say... What's that thing? To call them entitled Lyford Key man-child. That was in the editorial.
But hold on. You know the irony in all this for me? And I have to interject. And yes, my comedian hat is on. Read that last part again that you just read.
They refer to him as an entitled Lyford Key man-child. This is the paper of record. This is the editorial in the paper of record directed towards a private citizen who, from what I can deduce,
but it
has
sounds
been lodging
like
criticisms over the Baxwan contracts, heads of agreement.
It sounds like this that editorial was hijacked by an entitled Eastern Road?
And not only that, but besides the ad hominems, and I mean, there were plenty of them in there. A couple of things also. They also made this inference. They said that this gentleman has a sense of self-importance and subjugated racial superiority.
No.
That's a lot.
Now, And again,
that is a lot. My goodness.
Well, let me just set the record straight for context, okay? Paul Francis Arana is a prominent Bahamian pilot, aviation expert, and entrepreneur. He's the son of Captain Paul Cecil Arana, a legendary near 90-year-old figure in Bahamian aviation history. He serves as the president for Trans Island Airways, a premium charter and scheduled air service provider based out of Nassau, Bahamas. Disaster relief and philanthropy. He's gained widespread recognition for his immediate leadership during Hurricane Joaquin. Under his direction, the airline partnered with the Royal Bahamas Defense Force, supplied dozens of relief missions delivering food, water, and medical assistance to decimated southern islands. Aviation expert. Utilizing his extensive experience in the cockpit, he frequently serves as an independent aviation analyst for local and foreign media outlets alike, including All News Bahamas, offering insight into regional flight data and safety investigations.
So obviously,
the man knows what he's talking about. He's a credible source.
Well, he has his set of opinion. As I said, we have not verified all of the claims that he's made. He does have a website, Backswan stuff. There, it identifies itself as a site that's not pretending to be the official Backswan site, but a site that kind of monitors what Backswan is doing. Ironically, though, I then tried to look at Backswan's website so I can compare, try to get a handle on exactly what the argument was about. But Backswan, which is supposed to be at .com, that website is leading me to a dead end. It seems as though it doesn't exist. This is a company that has a very, very long heads of agreement, from what we're told, with the government of this country. This is a company that's going to be involved with weather, disaster response, so many other areas, and we don't have enough information as a public. And this editorial today, while it was very effective at seemingly attacking the gentleman personally, it didn't answer any of the pertinent questions. You know, where's the heads of agreement? Can you put that in the paper? Can you tell us about that? What's happening there? What are the specific concessions? What about the money? I did see him offer a response on social media, Mr. Arana. He made the clear off by 1,000,000%. And I was like, he got to be crazy because ain't no way no big professional company off by no 1,000,000%. And then I ran the numbers and it's by a factor of 1,000,000 because it looks like there was some miscalculations there that definitely need to be corrected, right? But the point is, when you have persons that are saying things like, okay, this doesn't make sense or it's not good for the country, the response isn't to attack them personally and talk about starting wars and talk about you'll be hearing from more than just us and talking about the genius now out. This is a direct quote from the closing paragraph of the editorial in today's Tribune. The Tribune, quote, you know who starts wars? People who don't have to fight in them and those like Mr. Paul Arana Jr. who fail to take into consideration that the other side has a say in when a conflict stops. Either way, the genie is now out of the bottle and has a lot more to say, end quote. Any reasonable person could read that as intimidation. And that is shocking to me, someone who's, you know, read the editorial in the Tribune since I was probably like 7 years old, decades, you know what I mean? To see that tone, to see this is how you respond to being criticized by a private citizen, to put their name out there, dedicate a very long editorial to basically lambaste. Substantive points of the matter have still not been answered. You know what I mean? We still don't know the details of this 25-year heads of agreement. We still don't know exactly, as is claimed in the editorial, what cabinet examined or the advice it received. I looked online. I couldn't easily find these endorsements that are being attributed to Raytheon and NOAA specifically. Like, what are they specifically endorsing? And like I said, they have some calculation errors in there and Backswan stuff. Instead of criticizing, just send your reporters out there. Give us a deep dive. What is the agreement with the government of the Bahamas and Backswan? How much do you stand to make? What would the proposed fees look like? Give us the details. That is how you go back against someone who's saying that your numbers are wrong and your facts are wrong. You don't just lambaste them. You don't bully them from your editorial column. You put the facts out there and you let the Bahamian people decide. Very disappointed in this editorial. I was in shock.
I wasn't in shock because I've seen the editorial be miraculously hostage before, you know, when I was employed up there, but you never knew who really did it. People always thought who they, you know, had their suspicions as to who it was.
It was written in a quite personal manner. I'm surprised, you know.
But again, my question is, let's find out, you know, a good question for that daily would be, why all of a sudden, basically over the last 2 years, have you worn kid gloves when dealing with this administration?
Well, that's a separate question. Perhaps it ties into some of the things that, you know, people expressed leading up to the election when the president of the Tribune was considered, or actually, I guess maybe he did throw his hat in the race and then he took it back out, you know, talking about a conflict. Well, there is also an inherent conflict here as well with this editorial. And because the paper is one thing and the Box One is another thing. Yes, the families may control it, but there are the bar is higher for the Tribune. Very personal, very, I don't want to say unhinged. Like, it's breaking my heart, right, just to even think about how this editorial was written. But it's not good. It's not good. The best thing to do, put the facts out there. Let them speak for you.
Well, the music is running there, MJ, so I think that's our cue. I think it's time for you to get wrap us up today and take us home, take us to the break.
Yeah, we're getting out of here. Are we watching football tonight?
Yes.
All right. We are out of here. You guys have a safe afternoon. You've been listening to Talking Heads on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. The news is up next.
Have you ever had the feeling that you was being had? Don't they make you mad? They treat you
in taste, then Fine Threads is your place. If you want those slacks hemmed or just taking the waist, then Fine Threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video. Want to step out and look great? Then Fine Threads is your place. Refined style with elegant taste, then Fine Threads is your place, is your place.
John's Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. You will find what you're looking for among the growing collection of classic and trendy styles with new arrivals every week. John's covers the whole family and has great prices, helpful and friendly customer service. Your experience shopping with us will be time well spent. Shop with us online at www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on into John's, located on Rosetta Street in Palmdale and Carmichael Road West. John's. We put fashion at your feet.
It starts with the school bell. Then comes the running, the noise, the mess, the whole crew coming over. It's the beautiful chaos of after school. But when hunger becomes one more thing to handle, you got this. Grab the KFC back to school bucket with 8 pieces of chicken, 4 biscuits, and 10 of the new mashies, including gravy for just $25. You even get a free fan while supplies last. Scan your receipt for Nassau, where it's finger-licking good.